I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. It's Christmas Eve and also Wednesday when we talk about books. Day to Day literary editor, the ever seasonally sensitive Karen Grigsby Bates, spoke to author Louis Bayard about his new work, Mr. Timothy. It imagines what happened to that sweet tiny Tim at the end of the Dickens novel, A Christmas Carol.
It picks him up as a young adult in the London underworld, and it makes him the center of a thriller mystery that manages to bring him from one end of London to the other, introduce him to a bunch of colorful Dickensian characters, and at the same time reflect and meditate on the original story, Christmas Carol, and what it says about family and belonging.
Some people would say this is very brave of you to try to do a sequel to such a book that is so beloved and that everybody knows and is dragged out every Christmas. What made you want to tackle it?
Well, I was intrigued by the idea of revisiting a famous work, and I picked Dickens because he is the writer I've been reading longer than anybody. He's really the writer who first introduced me to the joys of reading. And I suppose I picked Tiny Tim because, for me, he was the least satisfying Dickens character. I never really believed in him, even as a child. I didn't think any child in his situation would behave in such a saintly fashion. And then I started thinking, well, maybe there was something Dickens didn't tell us about this character. And from that impulse grew this rather dark Christmas story, which sets about kind of inverting the original story, but also following the same transformational arc. In my mind, Timothy Cratchit follows the same path of redemption that Ebenezer Scrooge followed in the original story.
When you say the phrase London at Christmas, we Americans automatically think of blazing hearths and carolers and 19th century finery and shop windows decorated and stuffed with goodies. But you have chosen, at least in part, to show a very, very different London in Mr. Timothy. Describe it a bit for us.
It is the London that I think really was, to the extent that we can ascertain that. You know, the things you learn about London are not very prepossessing. It was, of course, quite filthy by our standards and quite impoverished. Half of the city's population were children, and they created a kind of underclass of their own and really shaped the way the city felt. So it wasn't all hearths, and it wasn't all bay leaves and mistletoe. There was a great deal of suffering, and that actually is present in the original Dickens story. Dickens was passionately committed to telling the truth about what was going on in London at that time, and much of the original story concerns itself with the suffering particularly experienced by children.
At the end of Dickens' book, Scrooge is transformed from a nasty skinflint into a benevolent, albeit somewhat addled, sometimes philanthropist. Mm-hmm. At the end of your book, does Tim have a similar metamorphosis?
Yes, I think so. I think he comes into his own as his own character. To borrow a line from David Copperfield, he becomes the protagonist as well as the narrator of his own life. And at the same time, I think he gets in touch with his native goodness, not the goodness that's imposed on him by Dickens or by his father, but what's already there. And that's what Ebenezer Scrooge does, and that's the whole promise of the original Christmas Carol, is that it's down there waiting for all of us. No matter how far away we get from it, we have that inner core of decency, and we just sometimes need to be beaten up a little bit about the face and shoulders before we get in touch with it.
Novelist Louis Bayard's latest book is Mr. Timothy. He spoke to us from our Washington bureau. Mr. Bayard, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And that interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.